谢谢牧师给我一个机会来来和大家弟兄姊妹分享啊，是吧？我今天想分享一个主题，就是说真知道他。
Thank you, Pastor, for giving me the opportunity to share. And today, the topic that I want to share is truly knowing God.
因为我们想，就是说，我们讲这个讲知道神、认识神。我想，我们在这地方有这么多弟兄姊妹，都已经信主很多年了哦，大家都或多或少都说对神都有认识。
When it comes to knowing God, you know, many of us here have been believers and followers of Jesus for quite some time, and more or less we know about God.
正如我们好像有很多知识似的，就在这个世界，媒体就说通讯比较发达的时候，我们好像每个人都可以表达自己的思想。
And in today's day and age, with technology and information,a lot of us are able to share or communicate what our thoughts and ideas.
于是我们就发现，就是网络上有很多东西，以至于我们感觉到很稀奇的一点，就是我不知道哪个是对的，是错的。
And oftentimes on the internet, there is so much information, and we wonder what is true or not.
所以我们就说，似乎每个人你要想什么得到什么 idea， 你好像在网上立刻就知道，可是拿到以后你不知道那是真的和假的。
So oftentimes we may have questions and we know we can find answers online, but when we do find the answers, we don't know if it's true.
同样，就是我们在基督徒的生活当中也会同样一个问题，就是说我们生活我们已经好像作为基督徒已经这么多年过去了，那么我们。好像我们最初所在意的是信主，但我们信主之后呢，我们该怎么办？
So this is similar to our life in Christ, in that after all these years, we've come to know God. But once we know God, you know, what does that mean for our lives?
圣经上有很多教导，就的确是，就你作为一个基督徒，我们是像我们都知道，就是你如果你不信主，没有重生，没有任何东西可以谈起。
We know that from the Bible, we know that if we don't believe in God, then
there's no way to start.
Yeah, there's no starting point.
所以说，我们信主是第一个 point。所以我们也看到很多人，我们所在乎的第一件事情是他真的他有没有信。但是圣经上有很多的教导是告诉我们说，你信主之后你要做的是什么。
So obviously the Bible says the first thing we have to do is believe in Him. But the Bible also gives many teachings about how we should live once we've believed.
所以我们今天啊，我想就是因为我们知道，就是说，因为你看圣经，我就我们看保罗，我们就直接选一个很简单的一个 topic 啊，让我们看到以后，然后保罗所说的，就是在他就是在他所在书信里面。他以自己为例，就自己为例，然后不单他自己为例而已，然后也同时也是对别人的劝导，就反复常复说的一句话叫“真知道他”。
So let's take a look at Paul and one of his in where he uses himself as an example, and then he also teaches others about truly knowing God.
Yeah. 我们想，因为我可能稍微翻点圣经啊，但是就是你不一定要一直就是想翻来翻去，翻来翻去，然后有点会 lost 的。但是就是你只要注意听就可以了。但我们有时候翻圣经的目的是为了就是说，你知道我们讲的地方是某一个地方出处，这样的话你知道就是说有一个就是说背景知识，使得你容易就是说把很多东西连在一块儿。
So I'm going to reference a lot of scripture, but you don't have to flip to all of them. Yeah.
保罗在他你知我们知道他写的这个监狱书信，就三本监狱书信，我们大家都很知道啊，对吧？以弗所书、腓立比书和哥罗西书。
So there are three letters that we're going to focus on today. It's Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
这三本书信是这个几乎就我们大家都好像都似乎知道，就说是好像是保罗在他生命就是就是境界非常成熟的时候所写的书信，然后所写的对象也都是非常几个非常好的教会，以弗所、腓立比和哥罗西。
So we know that at the time that Paul wrote these letters, he was very mature in his faith. And these letters were also written to the three churches, the Church of Ephesus, the Church of Philippi, and the Church in Colossians, which were good churches.
Yeah.我们觉得很稀奇，他每一个信里面哦，他刚开始的时候，他都会有一个，就特别都是有个祷告。他首先哦，给你稍微介绍这个一个问安以后，然后他就一个为这个教会一个祷告。
So you'll notice that when Paul starts these letters, he prays for he starts with a prayer after his greetings.
Yeah, 你看我们现在随便看两个，然后我们就可以就马上就切入了，就很切入他一个他所关心的，也就是说神借着他向我们要所说的，就以弗所书。
Let's take a look at Ephesians where we can see how Paul is speaking to the church.
以弗所书第一章第一章这个从那个我都给他从第四五句就读起吧，就以弗所说第一章第四五节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，提到什么呢？求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15 to 17, and it says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better."
中文翻译是这样挺好的哦，特别真知道他，很简单，两个三，知道他，两个前面讲真知道他。
And in Chinese, the translation is, to truly know him.
Yeah, 我们都就你想他写他这个以弗所是保罗在的地方默会三年的一个教会。然后他知道那些弟兄姊妹是就是他们的情形，居然他在他最后就写以弗所书信的时候，他写给他们说祷告的第一件事就是说，就求神把智慧启示灵赏给他们，使他们真知道神。
So Paul, was the, pastor of this church for 3 years, the Church of Ephesus, and he got to know a lot of the church members very well, but here you'll notice that the first thing he prays for them is that they get the spirit of revelation, wisdom and revelation, so that they can know God better, truly know God.
好，我们再看另外一个地方，看就是哥罗西书第一章。
So let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第九节我读给大家听。
Verse 9.
因此，我自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
Verse 9 says, "For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding."
你看，也一样的，就是实际上就是说也是跟那个很类似的，就是说。在一切属灵的悟性和智慧上满心知道神的旨意，那就是说认识神，对，知道神，真知道他。
And here again, it's still referencing to the fact that to help these people to truly know God.
很有意思，接下来就是好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他的喜悦，在一切善事上多结果子，静静的多知道神。
And look at verse 10, it also says, And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
这很有意思的，后面就是静静的多知道神，这个多知道，这个知道和前面的知道怎么样？很显然是更深一层。
So here it says growing in the knowledge of God, and what's the difference between this verse and the previous verse? In this verse 10, it's taking it a step deeper.
Yeah. 好，我们再稍微看，稍微别看，就是这是新约在同样的东西啊，在旧约里面也不断的反复着。但是我们不想就是更多，但我想有一个地方就是稍微看一眼，让我们，就让我们就说那个好像稍微知道这神真实的心意如何。
This sentiment is also reflected in the Old Testament.
我们来看另外一个地方啊，就是何西阿书。
Let's look at Hosea.
Hosea 书第六章
Hosea chapter 6,
第六节
verse 6.
这是神哦，就讲他自己的心意，他就说，我喜爱良善，不喜欢祭司，我喜爱认识神，胜于凡祭。
And this is God talking about his heart. And in verse 6 it says, For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, and an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings.
就说好像在他们那个神所给他们的律法当中，似乎好像献祭献礼这是很重要的事情，但是就神就说他并不喜悦这些东西，而他真正喜悦的乃是就他们这所神的子民真知道真认识他。
And so even though it looks like in all the laws that God gave them, the ceremonial laws, sacrificial laws, it looks like those things are really important. But here in this verse, God says that that doesn't please him. And rather, what pleases him is that people come to know him.
以至于你看呢，这同样的东西哦，在那个六节三章六章三节三节里面他也说了哈，他从第一节开始读写的话呢，就好像是他这位这先知写这本书信时候对神的心意一个回应他知道神的心意以后，然后他这样说，他来吧，让我们归向耶和华。他事业我们也必医治我们，打伤我们也必缠裹我们。他过两天他就必使我们苏醒，第三天要必使我们兴起。但他我们就在他面前得以存活。我们务要认识耶和华，要极力追求认识他，因为他出现必像必确实属神光，他临到我们要像甘露，要像滋润草地的春雨。
This is also shown. God's heart is shown in verse 1-3 of the same chapter as well. It says.Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
Okay.所以实在是这些地方，就是说我们很清，就我不需要翻更多的东西，但是我们其实很清楚的知道一点，就是的确是的，神真的喜悦我们认识他，所以我真是因为他喜悦我们认识他，他也要我们认识他，所以我们只要真是在神面前要有极力追求认识神的心意的话，的确是可以认识神的，所以
Okay, so from these few verses, it becomes very clear that.What pleases God is for us to know Him, and that indeed it is possible for us to know more about Him.
Yeah. 所以我们就很容易理解主耶稣为什么在那个约翰福音约翰福音第七章，他自己说这样约翰福音第七章第十七节，他说耶稣。 耶稣怎么说他？人若立志遵行他的旨意，就必晓得，就必晓得这教训是出于神还是凭自己说的。
So this is why in the Gospel John chapter 7, verse 17, Jesus said, "If anyone chooses to do God's will, he will find out whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own."
也就是说，主耶稣这句话的意思说，他们当然就当时的背景是，就是说别人可能好像耶稣并没有受过什么高等教育啊，居然他好像对神的话好像这么了解呢，所以感到很稀奇。于是耶稣他就说，他就前面就是说，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来的。然后接下来就是，人若立志遵行他的旨意的话，就必晓得这个教训是出于神的还不是的。也就
So the context for this, for this verse is that Jesus was teaching, during this time, and people were amazed because he wasn't educated like some of the Pharisees. But yet, he was speaking with a lot of wisdom. That's why in the previous verse, Jesus said, "My teaching is not my own; it comes from him who sent me."
告诉我们说，就你，我们只要真的在神面前有个愿意和诚实的心，一个学习的心的话，我们真的神愿意把这些东西向我们启示。
So if we have a willing and an honest and a heart that wants to learn before God, then he will reveal himself to us.
好，我们再看，再回到保罗的书信里面，他自己怎么说的啊？就保罗他自己就是怎么说，他对他自己这个好像一个好像一个 summary 似的，然后好像一个总结似的，他是怎样的？但同时，他把他自己所说的呢，也作为一个劝勉，对这个腓立比教会所说的那句话。
So let's go back to Paul and what he said about his experience and what he later says to encourage the church of Philippi.
在腓立比书三章。
In Philippians chapter 3.
我先把那个最重要的东西先挑出来，然后回过头来，我们重点放在第四这一段，然后呢就来看看就是保罗所说的这样。在腓立比书三章第八节
，verse eight，
他说的，不但如此，我也将万事看着有损的。因我以认识基督为至宝，我为他以丢弃万事看着粪土，为要得着耶稣，为要得着基督。
Verse 8 it says, "What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ."
保罗他说我以认识基督为至宝。
Paul says here that he treasures knowing Christ.
他是以至于的说认识基督为至宝，他我已经为他丢弃万事看着粪土，为要是得着基督。
And to gain Christ, he has lost all things, of which he considers those things rubbish.
他就说保罗把认为认识耶稣认识基督这件事情就好像他看的是比任何一切 都没法比相比拟的。
And Paul sees that there's nothing that can compare to knowing Christ.
为什么？
And why?
那以致我们看了这么多都知道就是认识神这件事情变得非常重要对吧？
From here we know that, you know, knowing God is very important.
那我们就随便就举两个例子，也就能看到，就是认识神，就是当然是重要到什么程度。因为我们都知道，末后的时代事情越来越多，对不对
？And you know, we have a few things we can look at as examples, and we know that we're in the end times. So you know, knowing God is very important.
我不去翻圣经了，但是但以理那地方清楚地告诉我们，在末后的时代，什么唯有认识神的必刚强勇敢行事。
And we know that in the Old Testament, the book of Daniel, Daniel said that only those who know God will be strong.
Yeah, 我们感到很稀奇。你说，你看了但以理的三个朋友，当他面对那个好像就说 要不要拜，那就生命危险的时候，既然就是他们，我们都知道的故事，对不对？就是尼布贾尼撒是的偶像，他说如果不拜，你也丢到火窑里去。结果他对，就那个三个人和被那个尼布贾尼撒所面对的时候，好像质疑的时候，他说我们不必回答你，然后我们所信的神，我们知道是什么，他会救我们。他即使不然，就几乎不然，但我们也绝对不拜。
We think back to Daniel's three friends, and how they didn't have fear and they knew God, even during in the face of, in the face of death.
Yeah.
When King Nebuchadnezzar set up an idol and told everyone to bow down to it, and they refused. And yet they, when questioned by Nebuchadnezzar, they said that. They know who their God is, and that God will save them. And even if they're not saved from the fire, they will not turn back on their faith.
还有但以理，就别人都要害他，要他结果就发现就没有任何办法来害他。最后想了一个点子，就是说他们通过王来设定一个规定，就是在一个月以内啊，你不可以拜任何东西，只能拜他们，就是在拜他们的王，他用这个方法来限制但以理，但但以理即使明白知道，他照样还是一天三次开了窗子，就朝耶路撒冷就是敬拜神。
And the same thing happened to Daniel. When people were against him and they were trying to use the law to trap Daniel, by telling everyone on a certain day not to worship anything else other than the king. But Daniel, he even knowing this, he continued to open his windows three times a day and pray towards Jerusalem.
就我们知道呀，他最终就说，尽管那个王突然发现他被好像被那个被那些人就是陷害了，然后他也不得不遵循他自己所签订的律法，最后把但以理扔到狮子坑里去了。
And when the king found out about this, he had no choice but to put Daniel into the lion's den.
但是我们又知道后来的情景如何，对不对？就居然好像毫发无损的，最后从狮子坑里出来了。
But we know what happened in the end. Daniel, he survived.
也正如他的那三个朋友，要被扔到火窑里去，居然。毫发无损地从火窑里出来了。
And even his three friends, when they were thrown into the fire, they also survived.
这些都是一直让我们看到，就是说他们为什么那么刚强勇敢。
And so, you know, it begs the question, why are these people so strong and courageous?
因为什么？我们很显然，他们真知道神。
And the answer is obvious, it's because they truly know God.
Okay.好，我们既然讲到这么多了，我们过来我们再继续看看，就是保罗他讲以自己为例的时候，讲他真就是说以认识神为至宝，那我们反过来我们看看他到底讲的是什么，我们来仔细来看看，就以腓立比书三章这一章啊，主要以这一章为就虽然来看一看，就我们来仔细的探讨一下他讲的认识神到底是什么。
So let's go back to Paul's example and look at what he means by knowing God, knowing Christ.
Okay. 我们回到这个腓立比书三章第一节，我因为这个它整个内容啊，包含括到一直到从第一章到第一节到十七节啊。但因为因为这个内容很多，但所以我们有时间也有限，所以我们要尽量就说我只挑其中主要的部分来说啊。
Yeah, so we'll take a look at Philippians chapter 3, and I'll pull out the most important verses here.
但是为了让就知道这个来龙去脉，所以我整个章节都要 go through 一下，就要读过来。
But we'll still read through this chapter.
他保罗他写在这个地方的时候，他说：“弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。”我把这话写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
And in the first verse, he says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you."
他写的这个地方的时候呢，突然好像，耶，他下面和这个下面是好像接下来一句话好像是断的似的。但是呢，他写这个地方，这句话呢，他实际上和第四章的内容是连接这块。也就是说，在这个写这个地方的时候呢，突然他就好像讲了一个很重要的一个话题，这个话题的话是个插叙似的。他说，这就是突然就说到的第二节课呢，应当防备浅类，防备作恶的，防止往各行里的。
So interestingly, if you after reading this first verse, you'll realize that starting from verse 2, it seems like Paul is switching to a different topic. It's a contrasted subject. And even though chapter 3 and 4 are connected, you'll see in verse 2, he starts talking about something else that's important. He says, "Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh."
他为什么突然想到这个话题？
So why did he suddenly switch topics to this?
因为他们就在这个，就在保罗他的时代里面啊，就最大的一个就是说一个问题是什么啊？就是那个犹太教。
So why would he talk about this? And we know that in Paul's time, a really big issue was Judaism.
Yeah.他们保罗告诉就清楚的知道从神领受来的，就说我们是因信称义。可是呢，那些法利赛人他们来了以后，然后就说一直跟着他的脚步，最后他说你要信，但是同时要什么？要遵守律法，要行隔离，要成为就是成为他们跟他们一样，然后你才可以真实得救。
So we know that you know Paul was preaching that it was by faith.That we are made righteous, but there were others. Some of the Jews they were saying that not only do you have to believe, but you would also have to follow the Mosaic laws to be saved.
也就是说那个就是说，就按我们今天所讲的话，要用通俗的话，就是你要信心加上行为才可以得救。
And today, in our common language, we could say that what they were doing was that it's faith plus, it's
by work,
and you're saved by works.
Yeah. 但是很有意思，就是说我们这个地方，保罗实际上并没有仔细讲，但是你要特别在哥罗西，在那个，加拉太书特别讲，就是说。如果你要认为你自己靠着自己可以得救的话，你从恩典里已经堕落了。
And even though Paul doesn't say specifically here, he says it in Galatians, where he says, "If you're relying on works to be saved, then you have fallen away from grace."
所以他特别讲这个地方叫要一定要有重新他回过来以后讲就是说，虽然你不管你怎么弄，最后你要在神面前到底是怎么算的？然后呢，他第三节说。因为真隔离是什么？乃是我们以神的灵敬拜，在基督里夸口，不靠肉体的。
So that's why Paul says, it doesn't matter what you do. The only thing matters is how you stand before God. And in verse 3, he says, "For it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God."
这个地方，因为我们这个地方实际上也讲了更大的一个内容啊，但是我现在没有时间，我不想就是说在这上面再花的，但我稍微有点 comments。
Yeah, okay.
就说他这个地方讲到敬拜，也就是说，你真实的一个在神面前算得数的是什么呢？就正如在加拉太书讲的，就什么？受隔离不受隔离都不管不能算什么，真正的算得数的乃是你在神面前以爱运作的信心。
So here it's also reflective of what he said in Galatians, that it's not about circumcision or not being circumcised, but it is, what matters is faith working through love.
稍微后面五章他也讲，从另外一个角度讲，他是隔离不受隔离都无关紧要，最重要的是你要做什么新造的新人。
In other places, Paul says, you know, it's not the circumcision that matters, but it's becoming, being a new man.
这个地方就讲的就是说，你如果是真实重生的基督徒的话，一定是什么，在灵里面，灵里面敬拜神的人。
So what this means is that if we are truly born again in Christ, then we are people who worship God.
对啊，我们都很对啊。我稍微的 comment 就是，因为我这个地方不是重点，我们要讲的内容啊。但是我稍微 comment 就是说，什么叫 worship？
So what is worship?
我们都以为 worship 好像似乎就是唱歌，然后赞美，以为这些。
Oftentimes we think that worship is just singing and praising God.
Worship 的本来的意思就是说，它是就是说，从灵里面向神就献上service 就。
And the real true what worship really is from the spirit coming from within our spirit, the spirit of
向神所献上的有所献上，这当然包含我们的歌唱和赞美。
And it does cover our singing and praising.
但更重要的是呢，是你对神的从对神的认识里面，从发自内心的对神的爱的回应。
But what's most important is that it's the response.It's a response of love, knowing who God is.
以至于说最终的表现来看，就是说你爱神、遵神而行，那个就是那个真正的才能看算得数的。
So what really counts is loving God and following Him.
Yeah. 所以这保罗在别的地方来说，当讲的就是什么的？他说你们要将身体当作活祭献上，那才是真正的是理所当然的，当才能算得数的向神的灵里的敬拜。
So Paul says elsewhere that what counts as spiritual worship is being a living sacrifice.
所以保罗在这个地方是特别想到这个事情以后，他就告诉大家，他说真正的隔离不隔离，外面的东西不能算数的，真正是什么？就你在灵里面。就灵里面敬拜神，你不再是好像是靠自己行为能够算那个夸耀的，而是真正夸耀什么？是真是以神以耶稣为夸耀。
So again, what counts is not the circumcision, but it's worshiping God through the Spirit, and that, yeah.
Yeah.
And that we glorify God, and it's not based on us.
所以他是基本上是在这个前提之下，所以他下面说了这么多的话来啊。
So Paul talks about this in the later verses.
他说，其实我可以讲，我也可以讲，我也可以靠肉体啊。别人若想别人要可以靠肉体的话，我更可以了。
And he was saying that, you know, like other people can put confidence in their flesh, and you know what? Indeed, he also has reasons that he can have such confidence.
你看啊，他们这些犹太人、法利赛人，他们说依靠的就是说是外东西的，他都比他们更强。
And if the Pharisees, if they're relying on their outward actions, well, Paul, he was even more devoted in those.
他说我第八天是割礼。我是以色列族宾雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He says, I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews.
他为什么特别提到几点呢？因为他们看到就是好像是肉身是属于以色列宾雅悯支派的人，然后受隔离，哇，这个已经是就是他这个是按照他们的律法来说的话，就是他们非常引以为傲的事情。
So, you know, he's using this example of circumcision and being born from the tribe of Benjamin to emphasize that in the eyes of
the Pharisees,
he's already accomplished that. He's part of...what they believe in.
他特别讲到他是希伯来人生出的希伯来人，为什么呢？因为他特别知道，因为我们稍微看一点背景的话，他生在大树，可是呢，他居然去到耶路撒冷去受教育加百列人名下，在做了法利赛人的当中最强，好像最优秀的那个优秀老师的学生。
And he says a Hebrew, he's a Hebrew of Hebrews, because even though he was born in Tarshish, he went to Israel to study under really educated Pharisees.
Yeah. So he says he's very, okay.
And so he was very dedicated.
Yeah.
And he dedicated his life to a lot of studying the law, and in the eyes of people, you know, they could say he was, you know, very high up.
但下面说他, 按旧法律的时候, 我是法律赛人, 旧日信的时候我是逼迫教会的, 在旧律法上的义的时候是无可指责的。
And he follows this up by saying, in regards to the law of Pharisee, as for zeal persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless.
也就是说按照他们的律法来说, 就他已经是非常敬虔, 又非常那个好像严谨, 然后呢他就说就真的是就是很好的那就说他非常引以为傲的东西的话他们都有了比他们更强。
And so from here, what Paul is saying is that if it was on the basis of following the laws and based on what people were looking for, Paul was really good at it and even better than many people. But verse 7, Paul says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
他以为他这些东西是他可以进天国的一些好像这个就说好像这个这些就说是他的资本似的。
You know, Paul, you know, at one time he thought that it was those being knowledgeable about the law and, you know, being righteous by following the law, that's what gave him credit and got him into, found God's favor. But now he realizes that all those things that he believed in, it's a loss.
这些东西根本不能，他因着这件事情突然发现这些东西不能增加他 anything 可以使他能够得到神的意。
He realized that none of those things could, you know, add to his righteousness or be able to obtain what God's righteousness.
Okay. 然后呢，接下来他说，不但如此，我已将万事当作有损的，因为我以认识基督为至宝。
And again, verse 8, what is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ.
Yeah, 他就说不但如此，就更加进一步的说，他以为以前那些东西可以算为作为好像他可以好像这个好像这个。 得到什么资本是可以进天国的？突然，他现在因为认识耶稣以后，他发现什么？他不但如此，他万事都当作有损。如果与任何好像就说你靠着个人的努力所能得到的任何东西，这些东西在神面前都是应当着有损的。
And so he's following up verse 7 by saying, you know, what is more? And he's saying, like, you know, everything else in this world, you know, it doesn't compare to knowing Christ. In fact, all of the human effort that he could ever put in towards gaining righteousness, it's counted as a loss.
Yeah. 他说我已经当万事就当着manure当着就我当完了当着这个粪土丢弃了，哎，只有这样子嘛，说为的是要我必须要这样，然后才可以怎么得着基督。
And he considers all those things as rubbish. In order that he could gain Christ.
就好像认识耶稣以后，他才知道什么真正在神面前算得数的。
So it's here. It's he's saying that it's only after knowing Christ that he realized what really counts before God.
要知道就是他已经不再是那么简刚刚信主那个时候，他是生命很深的时候说了这句话。
And he said, you know, he wrote these verses and wrote these words, you know, long after he's believed in Christ and at the point here he's been, he's grown mature in Christ.
我们来看第九节就可以知道他这个到底是讲什么，再讲更加具体的什么内容，叫并且得以在他里面，不是因为自己因律法而得的义，乃是因信基督的义，就是因信从因信神因信神从信神从而来的义。
And Paul further explains this in verse 9, and he says, "And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith."
他说他自己。他能够在基督里哦，不是说是他自己有什么义 ，OK， 也就是说，以靠自己，就是说我能够achieve什么东西，那个东西就可以使得他能够在基督里。哎，他能够在基督里呢，是因着信相信耶稣，就那个义是神给的，是神所规定规的。你信耶稣，然后呢，你自己就是称义，就得以在基督里。
And he's saying that he's in Christ not because of any of his own righteousness or that any righteousness he could work towards to achieve or obtain, but rather he is in Christ because of through faith and that this faith is given to him by God.
是什么意思啊？是什么意思？所以我们要仔细想一想，因为这个东西啊，是我们信仰的最核心的东西。这个东西的话，我们好像就是知道了。因为我们从最开始就都知道信耶稣都永生嘛，可是你到后来以后，然后我们在这个最基本的东西上，有时候慢慢就好像有点模糊了。
So what does this mean? You know, for many of us, we've believed, you know, for quite some time, so we know that, you know, if we believe, we're saved. But oftentimes, as the years go by, sometimes we forget the fundamentals.
Okay.我们看另外一个地方啊，就是很容易就让我们清楚知道这到底是什么意思，就是到底什么意思，就是，也就是说，我们先看正面的，然后再看个负面的，好吗？来，我们先看罗马书三章。
So let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
Chapter 3, 21节读下来吧，然后我们就清楚就知道了。叫如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来了，这是很清楚的。神的义在律法以外显明出来，有律法和先知为证，而且不是说是先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
So chapter 3, verse 21 and 22 says.But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
然后二十三节的话，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，他如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白称义。
And verse 23 and 24, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
25节最重要的一句话就是出来了，神设立基督做挽回祭，凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
And verse 25 is the important verse here. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement. Through faith in his blood, he did this to demonstrate his justice because in his forbearance, he had left the sins of committed beforehand unpunished.
神他这个地方特别讲是神的义彰显出来了，这个神的意思是在哪，是怎么彰显出来的，是借着耶稣，就借着耶稣是实力的。
So here God says that he had demonstrated his justice, his righteousness, and this was demonstrated through Christ.
他特别说要设立耶稣做挽，中文翻译成挽回祭啊。
And God presented Jesus as the atonement, sacrifice of atonement.
中文挽回记也挺好的，但是实际上那个原文还有的好像那个他们觉得他们用一个单词就是很就平常不大容易熟悉，不是叫 appropriation， 就是那个意思是什么意思呢？就是说神设立耶稣作为挽回记，他前提就是说只有耶稣满足了神公义的要求。
So a better word instead of atonement is propitiation, and it's basically saying that Jesus fully fulfilled the requirements for redeeming us.
你要知道，这世界上所有的宗教，它基本上都是什么？都是每一个敬拜者，他一定要满足神，满足他们所拜的那个神的这个公义的要求。所谓的，就是说要泄神的，就是好像泄了神的怒气似的，他们一定要想办法有所献。
And so, you know, in all the other world religions, you know, like, they have to, they also have to do things to appease the God.
但是呢，真正能够 appease the God， 就是人能够让神好像他的怒气，那个对这个罪的愤怒的怒气能够得以真的被消掉的话，唯有耶稣能够成就。
But for God...the only thing that will appease his anger towards the sin is can only be accomplished through Jesus' death.
因为我们都知道耶稣是什么，是三位一体真神中的一位。
Because we know Jesus is one of the Trinity.
他是圣洁无瑕疵的。
He's holy and without blemish.
他来到，他成为肉身，是担当人的罪，成就人与神的和好。
He took on flesh so that he could bear our sins and allow us to have a relationship with God.
也就是说，神的要求就是说，你犯了罪，那个罪的工价一定是死。就当时讲到主耶稣的血，就说一定要一个 violent death， 就是耶稣，唯有耶稣他没有罪的，你有罪的话不能，他本身自己有罪嘛，不可能，就是他只有耶稣他是可以成就这事的。
And we know that the wages of sin is death, so that you know that's why Jesus had to bear a violent death, and that withOnly him who doesn't have sin can pay the full penalty.
所以当耶稣成就这事的时候，在十字架上说成了，因为为什么？因为他唯有他在肉身里担当了所有信他的子人的那些罪，满足了神阿爸父神公义的要求。
So only when Jesus was on the cross, was he able to completely fulfill God's requirements.
也就是说，神的意义呢是，就是说你知道你的罪，而你的罪是耶稣，唯有耶稣可以担当。你只有信耶稣，用信心接受认识到这件事情的话，你从信就是因信得到这耶稣从神来的义。
So our righteousness only comes from.First, admitting that we have sinned and knowing that Jesus bore that sin for us, so that if we believe in what He did for us, that we can be saved.
所以呢，这个从神来的意思嘛 ，receive by faith.
That's why God says that we have to receive His salvation by faith.
By faith. 所以讲这个接下来我们都很清楚的，他都这句话下面容易懂了，对吧？你看他因为他用忍耐心宽容人，先是坟上罪的，好在今时显明他的义，也称认识他自己，知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的为义。
That's why he says, he did to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
神这样做是显明他的义，所以也称因信的人为义。
So.God did this to demonstrate His justice,
okay.
So that those who believe in Him can also receive it.
Yeah. 先回到腓立比书这个地方的，实际上为什么保罗说呢？也清楚的再一次写明，就是说我们是为了什么？就你不能你我们真实在神能够被在神面前能被接纳的，唯有耶稣。是今天我们是在信才有可能，否则的话你所有你自己以为你能够做什么，就回来我觉得都。在神面前不能算数。Okay.
So back to Philippians, where Paul is reminding us that it doesn't matter what we do, the only thing that matters is if we receive Jesus.
All right. 然后就下面第四节，我们就看另外一方面。OK， 他明明知道，就前面知道，就说很清楚一点，我们是因信称义。OK， 然后就讲是 justification。那么接下来呢，他从第四节开始就讲了另外一个层面，就 sanctification。
So after Paul discusses justification, he moves on to talk about sanctification.
那第四节他说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得与和他一同受死，效法他的死，或者我也可以得以从死里复活。
Wait, what verse?
What's 10:11?
So verse 10 and 11 says, "I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings.Becoming like him in death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead."
他第四句就说的使我认识基督，他明明前认识了，到这地方又讲什么认识什么呢？他讲的是又是另外一个层面的认识了。
Here Paul says, "I want to know Christ," and here it's another dimension towards knowing Christ.
他这个讲是认识什么？叫什么？这个认识两个字是什么意思？这个地方是讲的讲认识什么意思？
So what does to know,
Christ
knowing mean. Christ, what does that mean here?
Yeah. 而且很有意思，这个认识的话，并且他晓得他复活的大能，以至于一方面他晓得会复活大能，另外一方面晓得和他同受苦，效法他的死。
I mean, here he's trying to understand and to know the power of Jesus' resurrection and his sufferings.
Okay.讲到这个认识，就晓得认识，就认识基督，就 knowing， 就晓得，认得，认识，这到底这个认识是指什么？
So what does this knowing mean？
那很显然不只是头脑的 knowledge 这个地方。
So obviously it's not just you know head knowledge。
因为主耶稣讲到这个认识这个单词我想找两个地方，因为因为时间关系但是我还是有点就需要需要提看一看嘛，因为我就直接去说好了。主耶稣讲到叫他我的羊认识我真意，我也认识我的羊。
And Jesus had an example. When he was preaching, he said that his sheep know his voice, and he knows his sheep.
主耶稣当然知道每个羊了。
And obviously, Jesus knows all of his sheep.
那为什么说我的羊，我的羊认识我的声音，我也认识他？那这个羊认识是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean when he says that he knows his sheep and his sheep knows him?
Okay. 然后呢，你看这很显然是个生命的连接，对不对
？And it's clear that this is about a connection to him.
是你生命的连接，不仅仅只是一个头脑的知识而已，是你真实的，好像与主耶稣已经什么是，就是说，正如那个罗马书那样是说的，就是你就与神合而为一了，那个神的就神已经在你里面，就是成为你的，就是就说怎么说呢？就用个最简单的单词，就是说以 obedience commitment 一样。
So.What Jesus is saying that is that what's to know him is to have that connection and relationship with him. It's not just like head knowledge.
我们从另外一个反面角度来看看这个认识这个单词这个很有意思，就是主耶稣你看在那个登山宝训里面最后快结束的时候，他给了一个 warning， 就给了那些当时的他们那些一个 warning。
And later on in Jesus, he gave a warning.
在主耶稣说他将来就在他再来的时候，很多人都跟他说主啊主啊，他我们不是奉你的名做这个奉你的名做那个吗？然后他说结果主耶稣告诉他你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧，我不认识你们。
And Jesus gave the warning that many people in those days will cry and say Lord Lord didn't we drive out demons and do all these great works, but Jesus says would say to them to get away from meyou evildoers, I never knew you.
他从来不认识你们，主耶稣难道不认识他们吗？
And it's interesting that Jesus says, I never knew you.
Yeah. 所以让我们清楚看到一点，这个认识是一个生命亲密的连接。正如就是我们认识主，我们知道他是怎样的爱我们，我们知道主他为我们所成就的，我们知道主他是我们的生命。他是我们唯一的盼望和拯救。
So knowing God is this intimate relationship and connection to Him, knowing that He loves us and that He saved us.
所以这个地方讲了一个什么？就是在进一步认识呢，就说就进入那个保罗在别地方就也是别地方都讲，就神在我们行的人所不能行的割礼，乃是让我们这个人什么救人与他同钉十字架，现在活着的就不再是我们自己。
So you know, God, He performed the circumcision that we can't do for ourselves and.Which is that we have died with Christ on the cross.
Yeah.
So that's why Paul is talking about the power of his resurrection, so that we understand that we are no longer our old selves, but we are a new creation.
你知道就是说因为这个东西他这个生命成长过程的话当然他知道一定会受苦的。然后呢就甚至保罗说效法他的死就与他从受苦效法他的死。那意味什么呢意思说知道就我们必须要忍耐我们才有就才真实的好像因为我们的旧造和生命还在我们这个世界里面有常常有那么多的冲突以至于我们真实的也好像也常常我们所讲的就是背起自己的十字架要跟随走。
And you know, Paul knew that in our lives we would have suffering. That's why he said even to share in the fellowship of sufferings and to become like him in death. And we know that in our lives, it will still have struggles because of our old human nature.
Yeah.
So it requires us to carry our cross and have patience.
Yeah. 他这地方是效法他的死，效法他的死。为什么在注意？他这保罗特别讲的讲效法他的死。
So why does Paul say to become like him in death?
效法我们都知道就是什么意思啊？就是效法，我们都知道什么意思，对不对？他当这地方是效法主耶稣的死，知道为什么主耶稣死是因为什么？他是为了拯救所有信他的。那保罗就说，我也效法他，好像他的保罗自己死并没有可能有救赎的效果，但是他是为了其他的弟兄姊妹的缘故，他愿意好像效法耶稣，以至于使别人能够得耶稣。
What Paul means here by becoming like Christ in death, is not that his death could bring salvation, but that he could be like Christ, and hopefully through his own death, that others can come to Christ.
这就是保罗常常在别的好多地方讲的然后因为时间关系，我们不没法看了就他死在我们里面发动，怎么样？生在别人身上发动，对不对？Yeah, this is just okay. 这就死在我们身上发动，就生呢，就生命是这最后的，我们好像所经历的，以至于可以成为别人的激励，是好像这种感觉，就是说这种结果是生在别人身上发动的。
So that a death and not like if we die,
Give words. Second Corinthians, yeah. Second Corinthians, chapter 4, yeah. 哥林多后书四章十节啊，要在身上常带着耶稣基督的死，使耶稣基督生命也显在我们身上。因为我们是活着的人，常常为耶稣的缘故被交于死地，使基督的生在我们身上，必死身上显出来。这样看来，死在我们身上发动，生也在你们身上发动。
Okay, so Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 10 and 11. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body.For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body.
Yeah, verse 12.
Oh, and verse 12. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you.
这是一个真的是生命的连结，就我们是这样学习的。就有因为只有跟随耶稣，你生命的建造，你才可以影响到别人，别人然后你好像成为一个榜样，可以 follow 就。 这就是说那个哥罗西回到那个腓立比说这个地方你要讲了呀，腓立比说这个接下来的时候，因为时间太晚了，我们不能再细说了，但你看我只是挑一挑一部分，然后稍微挑两个点，然后就说那个就知道这是细节，弟兄们你们要一同效法我。
17 verse Philippians chapter 3 verse 17 it says brothers take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you.
Yeah. 他就说他这个地方他保罗就说因为我们人基本上来说还是就是喜欢一个 follow 就有一个 example 的就看不见因为神就是我们这个人常常是会被一个榜样所影响的。
And Paul said this because often we are influenced by others.
Yeah. 所以我们常常知道就是你近墨者黑嘛，近赤子就错的，就实际上人很容易受影响的。那么呢，你跟着好的一个 example 的话，你当然会慢慢去学好的。所以在保罗说你要效法我们，也当留意那些照我们榜样行的人。
That's why Paul, you know, he encourages them to follow in his example.
Yeah.但保罗在哥林多的地方叫效法让他们就劝那些哥林多人效法他如同他怎么样效法基督。
But in Corinthians, he tells them to follow him in the same way that he follows Jesus.
他说的效法他不是说真实的效法他而是说效法他像他一样效法耶稣基督。
So when he says to follow his example, it's not for people to follow him,But to follow him in the way that he follows.
Okay. 然后，这个其他地方稍微，我还要 cover 一下啊，因为他这个第十二就开始多些呢。他我不是说要，这不是说我已经得着了。他一方面我先要 cover 的是十一节啊，就是那个二十外字好像中间断了。十一节的时候，他或者我也得以从死里复活。这个保罗讲这句话很喜欢讲或者我也得以从死里复活，好像似乎有点 hesitate 似的。但这个地方很显然，他不是说他不是 for sure， 是 for sure。但他说这个话的目的是有就谦卑的表示的。
And in, so back to verse 11, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. And when he says somehow, it seems like perhaps he's hesitating, but it's not hesitation. It's Paul being humble.
Yeah. 对，所以他接下来就说这样，这不是说他刚刚讲的这些东西好像。哇，他好像在人看到他似乎很高超似的，似乎他所做的，他所的标那个立的好像似乎好像很高超，他就似乎他已经完全了似的。但他自己接下来说，像我不这样，这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是极力追求，或者可以得到耶稣基督可以得着可以得着我的。
And after he says all of this, he didn't want people to think, oh, he's so great. So in verse 12, he says, Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
Yeah. 弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。Okay, 对啊，我只有一件事就是忘记背后。面前向着标杆直跑，就是神从基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
He says after that, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
Yeah, 你要知道，就这句话正是我们每一个人，就每一个人是要留心的，因为我们很多人很容易不知不觉都觉得我所成就的，就你又在那个地方停滞不前了。
So this is a very important verse for us because oftentimes, as people, as humans, we often, get, caught up in our past accomplishments, and we might stop.
在保罗这特别讲了一点，像是讲那个好像那个体育运动员所做的那个一个形象一样，像跑步比赛一样。他一个标杆的目标终极点，那才是目的地，这是需要达到的目标。
And so Paul likes to use the analogy of a race and being a runner and being focused on the finish line.
也就是说，不管你以后怎么样，你以前所成就的如何，如果你没有到达那个点，不能算数的。
So it, what that means is it doesn't matter what you, you've done in the past. If you don't reach that goal, it doesn't matter. So verse 15 and 16, he says, all of us who are mature should take such a view on things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained.
Okay, 回过头来我们再看啊，他讲的重点是什么？第一个知道就是他知道我们真正能在神里面，是因为耶稣是成就的，耶稣是至宝。
So what's the main point here? It's the important thing is knowing what God has, what Jesus has accomplished, and that He is the thing we should treasure.
但是接下来就说神的目标不是只是要我们要得救而已，他要让我们改变像耶稣。
But God just doesn't end at saving us. He wants to change us to become like Jesus.
哎，你这个改变很重要的，你要更多的认识到认识神，以至于就效法耶稣基督。
And if we are to become like Jesus, then we have to follow Him and obey Him.
Okay. 我想时间差不多了，我们有很多东西可以cover，但是我们就要因为这个题目太大，所以的话就不可能讲那么多哦。但是我想讲一个最重要一个点，就是我们怎样来真实的认识基督呢？
So how can we truly know Jesus?
Yeah. 他保罗也讲得很清楚，在哥林多后书三章。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says it very clearly.
就这帕子在基督里已经废去了，然而直到如今他每逢约多摩西的书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但是他们心几时归向主，是帕子起所去，就主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里哪里得自由，在我们众人既敞着脸，对看见主的形象，好像从镜子里反照，变成主的形，变成主的形象，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变的。
Okay, so starting from verse 14, but their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. Even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil covers their hearts, but whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is a spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Okay, 因为这一段内容很多，但是我想讲说这两个contrast就很容易明白了。他讲到就以色列人之所以到今天哦，他们好像在神面前非常有热心，但是怎么样，就没有得着，没有得着那个神从神来的义。他的问题是什么？他就不知道耶稣就是他们所那个圣经他们所读的旧约里面所讲的那位弥赛亚。
So basically here Paul is telling us that for a lot of Jews they're very passionate about God, but they haven't obtained the thing that really counts before God, which was prophesied in the Old Testament about this
Jesus,
of Jesus being the Savior.
Yeah. 他们不认识基督，所以不认识那个耶稣就是那位基督，所以在旧约对他们来说是非常就非常这个obscure，就非常模糊的东西，他们不搞不懂。
And because they haven't received Christ Jesus, that's why everything in the Old Testament is obscure.
但是我们今天的怎么样，就是认识基督，所以的话就这些东西就是好像就说主好像我们知道，哦哟，好像主的灵在哪里，哪里得自由了。
And because we know Christ and we know God, now we know that wherever His Spirit is, there is freedom.
圣善的灵，真理，它是真理的灵，它要引领着我们，就引领着我们，就好像我们今天是在敞着脸。 就引领着我们记着真理哦，真理的灵引领我们不断的进入真理的世界，将真理不断的向我们开启。
And we know that the Spirit of Truth will continue to reveal things to us.
Yeah, 所以这好像就像正如十八节情况一样的，好像我们既然这么敞着脸看见主的荣光，就好像从镜子的反照就当我身上的灵带领我们，好像借着圣经，就像个镜子一样，我们在看主、认识主的时候，就是嘛，我们对主的认识好像就越来越清楚，就越来越清楚。然后，就我们自己在看主的同时呢，我们自己竟然也改变了。
So when we are led by the Spirit of Truth, or the Spirit leads us, and we look upon God as if we're looking at a mirror, then God more and more transforms us and changes us.
这个结局就好像什么，就荣上加人，要改变像主的荣上加人，如同从主的灵变的似的。
So that we are likeness, we become like His likeness with ever increasing glory.
真理的灵借着开启示和那个神语的话语的叫那个中文不知道叫什么叫英文叫 illumination 哦，就好像把那个话语解开解明哦，然后人就愚昧人就得智慧了。当我们在这样过程当中的话，我们被神的灵就好像一步一步的更加带入了真理的实际。
So God illuminates His words to us so that and leads us step by step.Into His realities.
Yeah, 以至于我们在好像这就正如的罗马书第八章叫被神的灵所引领，就胜过肉体，依靠圣灵胜过肉体。
And through His Spirit, we can overcome our flesh.
Yeah, 所以在这过程当中，我们自己怎么主的永美不断的呈现在我们身上。
And through this process, we have more and more of God's glory.
我们也成磨成主的形象。
And we become more like Christ.
Okay, 这就是我们这保罗说，我们因为很深，有很多内容比较深啊，比较深。我只能以非常有限的那个稍微表达一点点。但是圣经里告诉我们很清楚一点，就认识主，你会真实的向主认识主，认识神，你至于可以刚强勇敢。
And so there's a lot more to talk about, but if we know God, then we'll become.More like Him, and if we know Him, we will be strong and courageous.
Yeah, 而且更加认识主以后，你就发现耶稣的宝贵。在认识神以真认识以后，你真实敬畏他。
And once you know how precious He is, we'll have a true fear and honor for Him.
Yeah. 所以哦，就说保罗最后总结一句话总结，我觉得这有两个地方总结非常好。但就保罗常常在哥林多在加拉太书二章二十节在讲的是什么？如今活着的已经不再是我们，乃是基督在我们里面活着。如今我在肉身里活着，是因信神的儿子而活着。他是爱我，为我舍己。
So that's why I really like Galatians chapter 2, where Paul says that it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
Yeah. 那个主耶稣在另外地方，在那个约翰福音第十五章里说。我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，自然就多结果子。藏在我里面的什么？我的话也藏在他里面。凡他所祈求的，就得着。
And that's why in John, Jesus says that He's the vine, and we're the branches, and that if we're connected to Him, then we will bear fruit.
Yeah, 这两个章节里面就都。就让我们给了一个 picture， 就是我们与主真的是成为一灵，成为一个人，成为一体。
And so what these verses tell us is that we become one with God.
这正是我们所要神要引领我们不断的进入跟所要进入的真理的实际。
And this is what God wants us to lead us.
从外面所彰显的就是真的是基督永美呈现在我们身上，我们认识他，以至于把荣耀送这样的归给他。
So when we have more of God's glory, we give that glory back to Him.
愿神不断的真的带领我们更多的来学习和认识他，将荣耀送这样的归给他。感谢主。
May God keep guiding us to become more like Him. All glory and praise to Him. Amen.
好。